Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. Last time, we created the reservation and managed the items on the room account. We have added new items and added the discount on the accommodation services. We have also created the services to be provided to guests to strengthen the reporting power of the front office actions. But before there is any activity on the room account, you should confirm the reservation and change the status from option to confirm. The confirmation might only be done after the credit or debit card pre-authorization, deposit payment, or full reservation prepayment. Let's look at the deposit creation option without using automated messaging and online payments. Move to the Account tab, and at the bottom of the screen, you can see the account breakdown based on the VAT levels and the total amount to be paid by the client. We do not need the whole amount to be prepaid, as the client will pay only the guaranteed deposit. We will use the accounting documents and payment sections of the room account. Several document types might be chosen within the accounting documents. These are invoice, receipt, pro forma invoice, advanced payment document, coupon, and credit note. To better understand their usage, here is a brief description. An invoice is used as a traditional tax document for all the payment methods and amounts. Receipt is a simplified tax document which might not be used for all the payments. The VAT is not broken down but summarized by VAT level. A pro forma invoice is used as a non-accounting call for payment of the deposit. This document might be destroyed after payment. The advanced payment document is the confirmation of the paid deposit. The document must be issued when receiving the deposit or any advanced payments. Contrary to a pro forma invoice, the ADV is an accounting document. Coupons can be purchased and gifted to someone else. A credit note is used as a corrective invoice for paybacks or refunds. All the documents must be paired with the payment and vice versa. Let's ask the client for a deposit payment. Click on the plus button within the documents and select pro forma invoice. A new window will open with the details about the pro forma invoice, and there are three main sections to focus on. The header is mainly used to identify documents and links to payment. You can select the preferred payment method and due date. The VAT date reflects the internal procedures and should not be changed by the front office staff. The customer section shows details about the customer, which might be directly the client staying in your hotel or the company paying the bill for corporate clients. If any details are missing, the documents might not be issued. Lastly, you can see the overview of the items on the hotel account with the possibility of adding new items, which is not recommended for newcomers, merging items, and currency selection. As for the deposit, we do not want to pay for individual items, but the aggregated deposit. That is why you can select the Merge All button and merge all of them into one item. There are some predefined options for merging, but you can simply type the deposit for accommodation services. The blue eye icon is then used to see the details. The items included. If you want to, you can change the amount to 5000 CZK by simply clicking the amount in the price column, and the whole document is recalculated. Lastly, you can set the new status after issuing the document, which should be changed after the payment. Before issuing the document, you might look at the other tabs on the screen. Supplier is an overview of your business. Advances are showcasing other previously paid deposits. Payments might be used to link the document with existing payment. VAT and rounding shows the breakdown of VAT and reservation linked reservation. Notes are only used when there is added information for the client in the document. On the bottom of the screen, you export the document directly and send it to the client. You will be asked to save the document at this stage, which is a must. Do not issue the ADV, as you will miss the payment. You can save the document, including payment, if this one will be created immediately. At this stage, simply click Save. You have just created a deposit request and can send it to the client. Let's check other steps in the upcoming videos.